The next type is a knowledge-driven DSS, which provides specialized problem-solving expertise stored as facts, rules, procedures, or in similar structures. So this kind of a DSS, basically you can run queries or you can ask for information based on already stored information. The system will give you certain decisions which it makes. A model-driven DSS is the next type. This type of a decision support system basically focuses on access to and manipulation of a statistical, financial, optimization or simulation model. So this the basis for this particular type of decision support system is that it is based on a certain ideology or a model. The model-driven DSS use data and parameters provided by users to assist decision making in analyzing a situation. So in this context, users are, you know, free to enter certain requirements, certain of their information, and based on the inputs provided by the users, the system will run commands, will execute the model driven logic and come out with a specific set of decisions. In this context, they are not necessarily data intensive. So users can provide small inputs which are not too large on the data and can get decisions. An important you can say vendor is Decodes, or which is, or probably an application is Decodes, which is an example of an open source model driven DSS generator. In this particular slide, with the help of this particular diagram, we see the three important components or fundamental components of decision support systems. The first being the database or the knowledge base. So this is where the information is stored, information such as the rules, the practices, the FAQs, the right and wrong or the do's and don'ts, and so on. So this is a repository where the decision support system will run queries or will try to use a certain algorithm to find what would be the right thing to do. So based on this particular you can say repository, decisions will be taken. The next being the model, which is the decision context and user criteria. So as seen in a previous slide, the users can you can say define certain criteria or inputs based on which the system will go to the knowledge base or the database and retrieve information, run algorithms, and come out with decisions. Finally, the third component is the user interface or the GUI or the front end. Now, the front end is a tool which the user can actually utilize to run certain queries, enter parameters, define certain you can say information, so that they can get decisions for whatever they are interested in. Apart from the three components that were discussed in the previous slide, the users themselves are also important components of the architecture. Of course, as we know, without a driver, a vehicle is, you can say, useless. Very few cars are self-driving in this world, so they need a driver. Similarly, here in this context, the driver of this particular application is the user who is interested in getting information. So the users might range from the managers, the users might range from specific stakeholders who want information, and so on. So apart from the user, there are some other components which we'll look at. The user, okay, these components include the inputs which the user, you know, types in or plugs in. These include aspects like factors, numbers, and characteristics to analyze. So probably certain decisions might be based on certain factors, like probably the season of the year or probably the month of the year in case of a retail operation. Okay, if the mall is intent on selling seasonal goods. Numbers, of course, we know, so based on numbers and certain attributes or characteristics. The next part or component is the user knowledge and expertise. In this context, the inputs requiring the manual analysis by the user. So what level of knowledge does the user have with regards to this particular system, with regards to the intellect based on this particular system, with regards to the domain knowledge of running a particular decision support system and getting the right decisions from the system. The next being the outputs. This is nothing but the transformed data which comes from the DSS decisions. So as you've come to understand from the several slides which we've discussed, you might reckon that user will send inputs, these will be processed by the business logic, and you will get certain decisions which are generated as outcomes or outputs. The next is the decisions. The decisions are similar to the outputs. Okay, they are broader range. The results which are generated by DSS based on the user criteria. So these are some of the basic components of the decision support systems. After having understood what the decision systems support systems are, after having looked at the taxonomy and after having understood the components, let us now focus our attention on the benefits of DSS. The first being improvement in personal efficiency. So if you know how to run a system well, if you know how to get the best decisions which currently you are not aware of, so the system will help you, and of course in turn it will help you to improve personal efficiency. Speed up the process of decision making. Decision making is required in today's business world. It is extremely important and vital that decisions be made in time. If there is any amount of indecisiveness, it would probably cost the organization's time and money. Also, the increase in organizational control, because the logic here is, if the decision makers adhere to the decision support system, they adhere to the policies and regulations of the organization. So if you're taking a decision based on a hunch or an intuition, so in that case your decision might go wrong. But if your decision is based on some ready-made structure which has been validated by the stakeholders in the organization, such decisions will be more correct than ones based on intuition or a gut feeling. Also, encourage exploration and discovery on the part of the decision maker. So let us say there's a manager, let's call him as Shriram. So Shriram, what he is a manager in a retail organization, and he wants certain decisions, and he has got hold of a decision support system. So let us say he is queried for some decisions on a particular inventory. So whether the inventory needs to be retained for a particular commodity or reduced. So the decision comes that the inventory must be reduced. Although a few days ago the inventory was in short supply and there was a lot of sale happening. So in this context, Shriram is intrigued as to why the system has given such a decision. So probably he will ask his people, he will try to personally look up into the database, he will analyze facts and figures. So what this basically does is it encourages exploration and discovery on the part of the decision maker. It also speeds up problem solving in an organization because you have some basis or some benchmark through which you can base your decisions and solve problems in a better manner. So the saying paralysis by analysis is reduced through the use of decision support systems. It also facilitates interpersonal communication, promotes learning or training, generates new evidence in support of a decision. So all these aspects, again as mentioned previously, are because people get curious as to why the decisions have come in that way. Also create a competitive advantage over competition. So if the competition does not possess such intelligent systems, then there will be indecisiveness, there will be, you can say, a negative perspective towards solving problems, and will lead to lower revenues. Also reveal new approaches to thinking about the problem space and help automate the managerial processes. So many of the managerial processes will be automated, validations will be cut down because decisions are based on certain fundamental logic already present. The next term which is used in retail is the data mining. Data mining, which is also called as knowledge discovery, is the computer assisted process of digging through and analyzing enormous sets of data and then extracting the meaning of the data. This particular data can be, you can say, obtained through the point of sale systems, through a certain questionnaires filled by survey participants, through people who have been part of campaigns and so on. So there is a huge volume of data, and there are certain algorithms which are run by data mining to find patterns which might prove very useful to the organization. Data mining tools basically predict the behavior and future trends, allowing businesses to make proactive, knowledge-driven decisions. Data mining tools can answer business questions that traditionally were too time-consuming to resolve. So there are a lot of important elements in data mining which actually help organizations to find patterns, help them to forecast. Now in retail, it is important to have a correct forecast because you need to stock commodities. Many of these commodities are perishable, like probably rice or sugar or vegetables. There is a problem in many of the places of rodents which might destroy the commodities. So the decisions which need to be made in the stocking of such inventory needs to be correct, and this needs to be based on earlier information. So you have to forecast continuously. These type of tools, they scour databases for hidden patterns. In simple language, this means that they keep searching the different backend or databases for certain hidden patterns. For example, let us say every Diwali, the sale of sweetmeats, the sale of agarbattis, the sale of you can say different perfumes, the sale of clothes goes on an increase. And every you can say of July or August, when there are not many festivals, these things go down, the sales. So companies can actually stock up during Diwali time, and to you can say cover up the deficit of the off-season months, they can announce sales and promotions. So such patterns help the company to ensure that it runs profitably around the year. So finding predictive information that experts may miss because it lies outside their expectations is the job of data mining. So the discussion which I had some time ago was a very simple one, which is very predictable, but something very complex or some pattern which has been unobserved by anybody can also be found by data mining. This tool derives its name, or this concept derives its name, from the similarities between searching for valuable information in a large database and mining a mountain for a vein of valuable ore. So if you've noticed, data mining is done to obtain ores such as iron ore, to obtain diamonds, to obtain gold and silver, and database, okay, is a large store of data. So mining data is nothing but data mining. Both processes require either sifting through an immense amount of material or intelligently probing it to find where the value resides. So it's a very interesting kind of a concept, where constantly there is a certain set of logic running, there is a certain algorithm on which this particular system works. Although data mining is still in its infancy, that means it's early days for data mining, companies in a wide range of industries are already using data mining tools and techniques to take advantage of historical data. Well, historical data is extremely valuable because it can predict certain trends that consumers, you can say, indulge in. By using pattern recognition technologies and statistical and mathematical techniques to sift through warehoused information, data mining helps analysts recognize significant facts, relationships, trends, patterns, exceptions, and anomalies that might otherwise go unnoticed. So, different perspectives of data are observed, different calculations are run, so that we understand the different aspects related to data. Now let us answer the important question: what can data mining do? In this context, the answer is that for businesses, data mining is used to discover patterns and relationships in the data in order to help make better business decisions. So we have seen decision support systems before we started the concept of data mining. So data mining can be one of the support tools which will help generate the correct decisions. Data mining can help spot sales trends, develop smarter marketing campaigns, and accurately predict customer loyalty. So through the help of sifting through data, we're able to understand the trends, the anomalies, the behavioral patterns, and so on. Now let us take a look at the specific uses of data mining in the retail industry. These include market segmentation, customer churn, fraud detection, direct marketing, interactive marketing, market basket analysis, and trend analysis. Let's look at each of these concepts in greater detail in the forthcoming slides. With the help of this diagram, we will see the specific uses of data mining in the retail industry. These include market segmentation, which is nothing but identifying the common characteristics of the consumers that buy your goods and services. The next is identification of the amount of customer churn, that is the number of people or number of customers who will leave your company or your products and services for the competitors. The next is to identify and detect fraud transactions. The next is the direct marketing, which is you can understand which are the customers whom you can send direct messages through email campaigns. The next being the interactive marketing. So this is to understand the kind of habits or attributes that customers have when they browse the internet for different retailing sites. The next is the market basket analysis, which is nothing but understanding which products are bought together by the customers who shop for your goods and services, such as probably let us say customers in a mall can go ahead and buy a detergent and a soap, or a beer and a can of sorry, a pack of wafers, or dry fruits along with certain, you can say, sweetmeats and so on. And the finally is the trend analysis, so you can understand what is the trend, compare it probably on a month-on-month basis or a quarterly basis, like what it was the last month and what it is in this particular month. So these are some of the specific uses of data mining in the retail industry. Now we shall look at what opportunities or business opportunities can be generated by the data mining technology. The first being the automated prediction of trends and behaviors. So data mining automates the process of finding predictive information in a large database. So information which has certain patterns which can be identified is actually, brought to the surface by these particular data mining tools. Questions that traditionally require extensive hands-on analysis can now be directly answered from the data. So, certain patterns, certain algorithms can be understood by this particular powerful technology. And of course, this saves a lot of time and money because all the analysis is inbuilt and it saves you from creating that very analysis. A typical example of a predictive problem is targeted marketing. So, targeted marketing is a type of marketing where you focus on a specific demographic group of people who actually are considered as targets. So you don't actually promote products for the generic people or the masses. You only target a specific group of people. For example, if you are the head of the electronics department of let us say a huge mall in Mumbai, so you would like to understand that if you need to keep high-end electronic products such as 52-inch LED TVs, 3D TVs, iPhones, or you can say Apple MacBooks. So in this case, this type of marketing is targeted for the cream of the society, or the higher middle class, or the higher class people. So this is an example of targeted type of marketing where you target a specific group of the society. Data mining uses data on past promotional mailings to identify the targets most likely to maximize return on investment in the future mailing. So this we have discussed as a part of the specific uses where a direct mail list is created and direct mails are sent to the particular identified consumers. Other predictive problems include forecasting bankruptcy and other forms of default, and identifying segments of population likely to respond similar to given events. So that's what we have discussed in the previous slide. The next new business opportunity is the automated discovery of previously unknown patterns. Data mining tools sweep through databases and identify previously hidden patterns. So this is extremely important because, as mentioned in a previous slide, some of the patterns are so subtle that the experts might miss them. An example of pattern discovery is the analysis of retail sales data to identify seemingly unrelated products that are often purchased together. So many of such products are placed on different displays. For example, let us take the example of maybe a particular brand of chips and a particular, you can say, brand of cold drinks. So let us say people on a Saturday evening who want to party with their family or friends, who want to watch a nice game of football. So what they will do is they will buy cold drinks, or probably if many stores nowadays stock a wine, or they stock you can say beer. So these people might to like to buy these beverages. Now along with these beverages, they might like to buy some chips, they might like to buy some dry fruits, they might like to buy some namkeen items, and so on. So if these items are placed close to each other, there is a higher probability of the person purchasing them, as is being noticed. So it saves the consumer the time, okay, it saves time in the checkout lines, and it you know, creates a profit because the consumers quickly buy these products in bundles. Other pattern discovery, you can say, problems include detecting fraud credit card transactions and identifying anomalous data that could represent data entry keying errors. So there are a lot of patterns which could be identified by the process of mining for the data. How is data mining able to tell you important things that you didn't know, or what is going to happen next? The technique is used to perform these feats is known as modeling. So modeling is simply the act of building a model based on data from situations where the answer is known, and then applying the model to other situations where the answers are not known. For example, let us say if the previous year in the winter the sales of sweaters have gone up drastically, but it's noticed that the last 3 or 4 years the winter has been relatively mild. So this age-old practice of buying sweaters in the winter season probably has reduced. So maybe this fact might remain unknown because of several reasons, but this can be brought to the surface by the help of modeling. Thus, modeling techniques have been around for centuries, but it is only recently that data storage and communication capabilities required to collect and store huge amounts of data, and the computational power to automate modeling techniques to work directly on the data have been available. So we know various models. Model is not a term which you've heard for the first time. We've all been looking at geometrical models, trigonometry models, different scientific models. So modeling as a particular technique has existed for, you know, centuries. But in this particular context, due to the advent of technology, and specifically information technology, modeling has come into prominence. The analytical techniques used in data mining are often well-known mathematical algorithms and techniques. So the basic, you can say, core or the heart of such data mining tools is a collection of mathematical computations, okay, and mathematical algorithms or formulae which help to create such computations. What is new is the application of these techniques to general business problems, made possible by the increased availability of data and inexpensive storage and processing power. So many of the formulae that were taught in the schools or colleges, those particular, many of them have now actually found a new application, that is the mining of data. Also, the use of graphical interfaces has led to tools becoming available that business experts can easily use. For example, if you've worked in Excel, you can see that there are various charts such as bar graphs, such as pie charts, such as scatter diagrams. So these, you can say statistical or visual information tools can actually help the people understand data in a better manner.